Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Limits, I was just in the back talking to Donnie Football about tomorrow's big Donnie Football Friday. And we're having a wonderful time back there. We have the miniature plastic helmets. And we were doing various Super Bowl scenarios, and I would like to engage in that with you for a moment, if I may.
I would love that, yes.
Please. Give me two teams, and you're going to have the NFL standings in front of you here, which I hope you do.
I do.
Two teams at 500 or worse that could be in the Super Bowl. They have to be 500 or worse. Here are my two. The Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Against the Arizona Cardinals. You like it?
Still riding that Cardinals wave, huh?
Well, they have to be 500 or under. Who are your teams? The Ravens and the Cowboys?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Bears.
I actually like Ben Johnson.
I do too. He's a good offensive mind, and it seems like they're starting to figure some things out with Caleb Williams right now.
And he's surprising in his demeanor. Like, he's not some sort of... I don't know what you'd call it, like some offensive nerd who writes diagrams on napkins and that's all he does. He's actually sort of establishing himself as this tough guy, like a legit tough guy, like a crazy guy in a way, too. Have you seen some of the shots of him?
Did you see this?
On the sidelines?
Yeah, did you see the spat that he had with the DD during that interview in the
yes,
middle of the game?
Yeah, I did. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
I really like him, and I do think he's a very good offensive mind, and I have seen some strides from Caleb Williams, and they interest me, the Bears, right now, but that's a really tough division as well. Are the Ravens going to make the playoffs? I don't think they are. Do we have an injury update on Lamar right now?
Well, let's get the most up-to-date one for you.
Because if he doesn't play against the Rams, you could make an argument, are a top-five team in football a quarter of the way through the season. They're not winning that game. They're really, really bad right now.
Yeah, he didn't practice yesterday.
The Ravens have given up like 120 points in three games. 177. I think, on the season, which is a record for them in five games. And their offense stinks too now. And without Lamar, they're basically an expansion team. No joke. They are an expansion team without him and banged up badly even with him. I heard on the, what do they call that? The courtroom on the PM show. Do you like that segment?
Limits? Judge Donnie?
Judge Donnie. Do you like
Great
it?
Great segment.
I like that one. They had problems with the gavel yesterday, which for some reason really left me disconcerted that there was no gavel, or at least not an audible one.
What happened to the gavel?
I don't know. But they were arguing whether the Ravens would make the playoffs or not. They're not making the playoffs. If they lose to the Rams, it's 100% they're not making the playoffs. Teams do not bounce back from 1-5 I don't know when all these guys are coming back from injuries. They got to go into minute. Every game's tough for them. We just mentioned Chicago. That's not going to be an easy game coming out of the bye week. They go into Minnesota. They go into Cleveland, where it's always ugly. They got the Steelers twice. They have the Patriots. They have at Green Bay, and they already have five losses. They're not going to go from 1-5. They're not going to rip off 8-9 wins in their last 12. They're not going to go 9-3 down the stretch. At best, I think they go 9-8. If I were a betting man right now, I would bet lots of money on the Steelers to win this division. I'm absolutely stunned that the Ravens are still the betting favorite. Does that tell us that Vegas doesn't believe in Tomlin and the Steelers?
I think it's that
more than they do believe in the Ravens.
I think it's that Vegas is taking a larger viewpoint of this and isn't putting the Steelers naturally under the microscope and seeing what Aaron Rodgers is. I think it's still a judgment of Rodgers and maybe lack of big throws or turnover-worthy plays and the way that he's played, that maybe they think he's still Jets Aaron Rodgers and the rubber hasn't met the road yet. And there's not a belief from Vegas yet that the Steelers are a different team than a year ago.
They don't have to be a different team than a year ago. They could finish one win worse than a year ago and still win the division. That's the thing. Do you agree with me? If I was a betting person, I would be betting thousands of dollars on the Ravens not to win this division, on anybody but them.
I do agree with that.
The Browns have a better chance right now.
But
they stink.
Even if they go 1-5, I do think the Ravens can still make the playoffs. Maybe it is 9-8.
I don't. I really don't. I mean, look around the AFC. You have the Bills and the Patriots. And I think the Patriots are better than the Bills. The Patriots are going to make the playoffs. They have a star quarterback. Then you have in the AFC South, I think you have three legit playoff contenders, the Jags, the Texans, and the Colts. And you absolutely have three legit contenders in the West. The Ravens are dead. And they're going to be deader if they lose to the Rams.
That Packers game is going to be tough. I think they split with
what
the Steelers.
Packers game?
The Packers against the Ravens is going to be a difficult game.
Every game's difficult for them. They just got blown out by the Texans.
Right. They're going to get their bye week. Lamar should be back after the bye. And there is a lot of easy wins on that schedule.
There's no easy wins for them. If he's fully healthy, they still have other injuries. Madubuike's gone for the season. Where's Ronnie Stanley? Where's Kyle Hamilton? They just traded for that safety from the Chargers. Kyle Hamilton's a great player. Roquan Smith looks like he's 150 years old, and he's hurt too.
He didn't practice yesterday.
Same with Marlon Humphrey. He looks older than Bryant McFadden.
He didn't practice yesterday either.
No insult to B-Mac, of course. We love him, even though he left us and went to the PM show.
Yeah, him and Pony are friends.
So they're not making it. In fact, if I had to repick right now, and I picked the playoff teams in the AFC, I'm going New England as a division champ, Buffalo as a wild card, Pittsburgh as a division champ. I still think Houston's going to come back and win that. And then I think Denver and Kansas City. So your three wild cards, one of the two, it's going to be Jacksonville or Indy is going to be that last wild card. Houston's going to win that division. So you're going to have New England, Steelers, Texans, and the Broncos, and then the Chiefs, Patriots, and it's a tough pick. I think the Chiefs, Patriots, and Colts as your three wild cards. Who do you have limits?
Oh, man.
Which leaves out the Jags, which leaves out the Ravens and Chargers.
See, my thing about the Ravens is
they stink.
A lot of these teams are going to continue beating up on each other, and I feel like just naturally one wild card team is going to be right there at 9-8, 10-7, and that the Ravens still have a chance.
I know, but they're also losing tiebreakers left and right here, limits. They just lost to the Texans. They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Bills. Those could all be wild card. They're dead.
Buffalo's going to win the East. The Steelers will win the North. I think the South is going to end up being won by Jacksonville.
Okay.
I think that they do win it.
So Buffalo, the Steelers, and Jacksonville. Who wins the West?
I have the Chargers in the West.
Okay, then who are your three wild cards?
Denver makes it as a wild card.
Yeah.
I also think that Indianapolis ends up making it as a wild card.
No Kansas City?
And Kansas City gets in at the last bump.
So no New England.
No New England and
no Baltimore. And who's your odd team out from the South? Houston?
Yeah, Houston's not making the playoffs. They're a mess.
They're not a mess. They've just won two games in a row, and they're plus 47 on the season. What are you talking about,
Did you see their offense in that game against Tampa Bay when they played quality competition? They beat
that
up
was
on
a million years ago, and they only lost by a point.
They beat up on that Baltimore team that was very injured,
they beat
Tennessee.
Yeah, and they barely lost to Jacksonville, barely lost to the Rams, and barely lost to Tampa. I think they're a good team.
I think they're an average team, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They still have a lot of problems offensively. I'm worried about C.J. Stroud.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you.
And you might be right on that. Let's talk about James Franklin before we get to the Limitless Express coming up at 12:30. Jeff Hathorn going to join the show coming up as well. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Fan is showcasing a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. Do you want the Fan to visit your game? Email usports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Let's get to James Franklin. We talked about this Monday. I wrote about it this morning for the Post-Gazette. Took more of a deep dive on this particular topic. And it was the buyout that really stood out to me. In USA Today, the buyout as of December 1st will be almost $49 million. Okay? And that was USA Today did that research. It's one of the highest buyouts in the country, although there are several that are higher, which is sort of unbelievable. So the idea is, oh my God, you're stuck with James Franklin no matter what. That's a $50 million buyout. They're not covering that. It would hamper their NIL. It would do all, people just don't step up with that kind of money. Okay, fair enough. But there's more to it than that. And while Penn State won't release Franklin's contract, at least according to the York Daily Record, they said that Penn State won't release the actual contract. USA Today did a study of college coaching contracts in general. And these are some of the things they found. And I have to believe that some of this may apply to Franklin's deal. We don't know. That's an unknown. So listen to this. Are you listening, Limits?
I am.
With a $50 million buyout, or a little less than that. Quote, many of the buyout clauses reviewed by USA Today are expressly subject to coaches' duty to make good faith efforts to find another job, with income from that employment offsetting the amount owed. So that seems important and obvious to me. If these two parties come to an agreement after this season, and Franklin's still signed forever at Penn State, and he says, yeah, I'm just going to go get another job, and we all know that that job's going to be at a pretty good school for tens of millions of dollars. This is saying that in a lot of these coaches' contracts, that money offsets the buyout. That's what that says. That's one. Number two, if it's not offset in the contract or not addressed in the contract, the idea of the coach going somewhere else and the money he gets there helping to offset the buyout, the coach might still have an obligation to make efforts in that regard. That's what USA Today found in a lot of these contracts. So the coach may still, even if it's not written in there, be required or have an obligation to go see what he's worth somewhere else. Number three, and this is important too. You ready for this one, Limits?
Bring it on.
Are you following?
I'm following, yes.
Quote, by USA Today, the amount listed in the buyout may be owed to the coach over an extended period of time rather than as a lump sum at termination. So this idea that we're going to fire Franklin and write him a $50 million check the next day, that never really seemed realistic. All these things are negotiable, and it may be a longer term deal, which is obviously a lot more palatable for who's ever, you know, footing the bill there, who's ever carrying the freight. You know, as Corey Geiger mentioned on the show the other day, they could put him on the Bobby Bonilla plan.
Yeah.
But I don't think they could do both. they could say, we owe you $25 million, but you're going to Clemson for, you know, on a $100 million deal. So we're going to pay that $25 or $30 million over 10 years. What would he care? He's going to get another huge deal and another huge buyout and everything else.
At a place that is not, you know, throwing his name under the bus constantly is a fresh start. That would probably be good for him and his family just in general.
So that was very interesting for me to read. And again, since they won't release his deal, we don't know. But I have to believe some of that applies. That's just common sense to me, particularly, all right, James, this has reached an ending here. We know you're going to be in high demand. Let's talk. Let's talk about paying you a sum of money for your buyout over a period of time while you go somewhere else and get tons of money. Everybody can be happy here. I think that makes sense. Do you?
I do. I think that makes a ton of sense. And there are jobs open right now. The Arkansas position is open. The Florida job is open. Like, could these be realistic? Maybe not in the moment, but by the time that the playoff runs around, yeah, I think that Franklin could go to those spots and that could be a real conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the meantime, I do believe Corey Geiger when he was on the other day and said that Penn State would make the playoff if they won out. I do believe that. They would have maybe the best win in the country at Ohio State. They would have beaten Indiana, which I think is going to lose to Oregon. So Indiana probably won't be in the top 10, but they'll be ranked. I believe they would make the playoff if they won out, but they're not going to win out. And I, for one, I've defended Franklin at various times over the years. A lot of programs would like to be Penn State. They would. Win double-digit games, do what they did last season. He won some big games. They're called playoff games. He did. But when you go out and raise the bar to the highest point it can be raised by making Jim Knowles the highest paid defensive coordinator in the history of college football, you have stated to the world that you're no longer satisfied just with double-digit win seasons. You're in it to win championships. And not only did he lose again, James Franklin, to a top 10 team, he came back the next week and lost as a 24.5 point underdog to UCLA, one of the joke programs in the country this season, and made history in doing so. It might have been the worst loss in Penn State history, recent college football history. You have to go back 40 years to find the last time a top 10 team lost to an 0-4 team. I mean, this was horrifying. He's lucky he wasn't left on the tarmac like Lane Kiffin all those years ago at USC, and lucky he wasn't fired after the game. And I think Penn State, if he doesn't run the table here, will owe it to their fan base, to people like you, Limits, to move on from James Franklin, no matter the cost, no matter the cost after the season. I have defended him, but I am no longer willing to engage in the mental gymnastics it requires now to try to make a logical case that he should still be on the job after this season. I mean, the hoops you have to jump through when you look at the facts, and this is UCLA game notably included, and maybe topping all of this, but we've reached the point, you look at James Franklin. He's 1-15 against AP top 5 teams. He's 4-21 against top 10 teams. He's 16-29 against top 25 teams. He's 1-10 against Ohio State, 3-7 against Michigan, and 1-8 against top 10 teams at home, and he just lost to UCLA. I'm not even sure I want to open the phone lines to hear somebody try to give a case as to why he still belongs if he doesn't run out the table here, if he doesn't run the table. There is no case. Look at those numbers. If you're going to do that, then you have to win every single one of your small games. If you ain't winning the big games often enough, and I just read you those ridiculous numbers, you need to win every single small game. And give the man credit, he has done that. You have to go back to 2021 to find a loss by James Franklin to an unranked team. And it was Illinois, and it took 9 overtimes to do it. Limits, do you know how far you have to go back to find a regulation Penn State loss to an unranked team that doesn't include the COVID year, because that was fluky all around?
Yeah.
So a loss in regulation time to an unranked team that doesn't include the COVID year. What year do you have to go back to with Franklin? They don't call him small game James for nothing.
Was it 2019, that game against Indiana?
It was 2018. Wait, was that the 2019 opener? No, that was the COVID year opener, Indiana.
I'm talking about the Indiana game.
2018 against Michigan State was the last time.
That was an ugly game.
So those are my thoughts on James Franklin. What are yours at 412-928-9370? May I read a little soliloquy from a Penn State grad? Oh, Limitless Wonder.
I'd love to hear it.
Someone who is of your own beliefs, I believe. This is my stepson, Michael, of Canavan High School, and also of Penn State. Now a 30-year-old man with a little dollar. Well, with a lot of dollars, but a little daughter.
No, sounds like a
Mallory.
Wonderful person.
Here we go. All right. College football fans and even professionals, and he's referring to Pete Thamel here, who made a case for Franklin to stay, who aren't involved in this program like we are, can look at this season and say, well, it's just a down year. Good coaches are allowed to have those. Look at Dabo. The difference is Dabo has won a championship, and PSU people know this was not just one year. This season was supposed to be a culmination of the last 8 seasons since the 2017, quote, elite speech. I have defended Franklin, he says, for losing to top 10 teams before because he was rarely, if ever, favored. This time was different. You had 2 weeks to prepare for Oregon, and with their first three cupcake opponents, you basically had all offseason to prepare for that game. The day after the loss to Notre Dame, the conversation amongst the coaches was, or should have been, how do we beat Oregon? And you come out and put up 3 points in three quarters. And he went on for a while. But he emphasized the Oregon game more even than the UCLA game. And then that just, I think, sent a lot of Franklin defenders sort of scurrying for cover and changing their minds. Do you agree with that?
I don't even know how many Franklin defenders there are left in State College, to be honest, Joe, after that game. There's not many. And I completely agree with that statement, because when I watched on after the Oregon game, and I sat with my sister, and she was really upset. Her last senior year whiteout, it's over. I just kind of looked around, and it just looked like a lot of stunned faces, but a lot of, huh, here we are again, sat in. Like, we've seen this movie before. It's just a different ending.
Yeah.
And it always comes back to Franklin, whether it was with Aller, before Aller, in the years before that. It's the same thing where the UCLA game just was the bow on the top of the present. That has been gift-wrapped and said, here you go again, another disappointment.
And I think they will, by the way, move on from Franklin after the season. Assuming they don't win out. I'm allowing for that possibility. They're still a wildly talented team. I don't think there's any argument about that. But I just, all of a sudden, they're going to go into Ohio State and win a game? I don't think so. They're going to avoid any more upset losses? I don't know about that either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Without a doubt, it was the most stunning game of the college football season so far, maybe many seasons. Penn State losing to UCLA, and it's got all kinds of fire raging around James Franklin. Let's hear from some callers on that, Limits, before we get to the widely acclaimed Limitless Express.
Let's do it. Here is Corey. He is a Penn State grad.
What's up, Corey?
Hey guys, love the show. Actually, I'm not a grad. I'm just a fan, just to set the record straight. But anyway, with Franklin, one of the big issues I have is he'll act like a Mr. Tough Guy against Nevada, Buffalo, those teams. Even end of game stuff, like he'll be screaming at his true freshman players, backups, if they make a mistake, the officials. But then, you know, they're up by 40 points. But then against Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, their junior, senior makes a mistake, a big, you know, key mistakes. No emotion, no yelling at officials. It makes no sense to me. And even against UCLA, if you noticed, they showed his face a lot. I didn't see him get angry once throughout the whole game, and that was your whole season just going down the drain. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that makes him sound like a front runner, which might be the case, and I appreciate the call. And the end of the first half was such a disaster. I went back and looked at it today, and Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson were just completely flabbergasted with what is this guy doing. They had, first of all, they ran it twice from like the UCLA 48 or 44 yard line. They run it twice after the 2 minute warning. They have all three timeouts. They don't use any of them. They look completely disorganized trying to line up for their third down play. And then UCLA calls timeout. And at this point, Nessler and Danielson are like, what are they doing? Nessler says, this is the weirdest sequence I've seen in 10 years in college football. Then, well, on that third down play, first of all, Aller got tackled, I believe, on a scramble short of the sticks. And they still, at 57 seconds when he got tackled, it ran down to 36 seconds. They're still way out at the 38-yard line. And then UCLA called timeout. Then Penn State gets stopped on the next play, and UCLA scores before the half. It was just mind-blowing. But limits, time is of the essence here. Let's get to the Limitless Express.
Oh, all right, Joe. Let's do it. Let's dive right in. Please jump aboard. Come one, come all, not to the Wheel of Ball, but to the Limitless Express.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
And last but not least, now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. I love the little beers, the beer cracking at the end. Limits, you're on top of your game this week. What do you got?
All right, Joe. Well, the Browns, they are trying to change up some things with their game. They had a trade yesterday with the Jaguars that was officially announced today. So George Pickens' old buddy Greg Newsome was traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a 2026, including a 2026 six-round pick in the deal. They get Tyson Campbell back in a 2026 seventh, so they swap corners and late-round picks. I thought Greg Newsome was a pretty good player for them. I'm surprised that they did this deal. Campbell's also playing well for the Jags. To me, this kind of looks like a what type of trade on both sides. Like I don't understand this deal.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I have the scouting reports on either one of these two corners. I don't, but they seem of a similar pedigree, don't they? You're right. It's just an odd trade. It makes you wonder if other things were going on with either or both of them. I don't know. I don't care. The Browns, either way, are coming here with a pretty good defense, with a decent team, actually. Now, they're still the Browns, so they're always going to find ways to lose, but they beat the Packers, and they were competitive until the gun with the Vikings, so why wouldn't this be a competitive game? You know what I mean? I think the Steelers will win. I think they have trends in their favor, whether it's Tomlin 18-0 at home against the Browns. What's his record after bye weeks? 14-4, I believe. Hokie gave us another one, 24-6. Don't quote me on that one, against rookie quarterbacks. There's too many trends in the Steelers' favor. On the other hand, there's the old Bob Prince line about hidden vigorish. Isn't there limits that at some point all these streaks must end?
Aaron Rodgers discussed the AFC North, Joe. This is what he has to say about his first divisional game.
In my own time in the North and the NFC, you know, I think there was always a great rivalry with Chicago. Minnesota, the states kind of don't like each other, so there was more bad blood between the fans. And and Detroit, there wasn't the same type of energy. We wanted to beat them, but there wasn't like the hatred that the Wisconsin people have for Minnesota, or just the old school, you know, 100-year rivalry with Big Chicago and Little Green Bay. It seems like with this, that kind of the rivalry is with the Browns, and the hatred goes, you know, both ways between Steelers, Bengals, and Steelers, Ravens.
I saw something that said that Patrick Queen was basically underselling the Rodgers-the-Browns rivalry, though. The Steelers and Browns rivalry. I'm kind of surprised by that. Like, don't you think Steelers-Browns is a decent rivalry?
Yeah, it's a decent rivalry. The hottest one over history is obviously Steelers-Ravens. I thought Steelers-Bengals stole it for a while when the Bengals were good and they were having those just vicious battles against Vontaze Burfict and company, and they met in the playoffs the 1 year. I thought it actually became the bigger of the two.
With the red rifle.
But the Browns have been, you know, mostly low-key rivals over the years because they're the Browns. And you go back to the 70s and stuff, and then it was the hottest one in division for sure. But the Browns hardly ever win. I know they've won a couple times at home in recent years. But I think it goes, and maybe it surpassed the Bengals again. I think right now in the AFC North, the rivalries go Ravens, Browns, Bengals. You?
I would agree with that, yeah. And I feel like the Ravens are always going to be up there just because of some of those playoff matchups.
The
playoffs heighten everything.
It'll just never be the same, that's all. Even when they met in the playoffs last year, it's just, you just can't have it the way it was. And I don't know whether it's the style of football they play these days. Sometimes I think it's overdone when they say, oh, you can't hit people anymore. Yes, you can. Every week, guys get absolutely racked up in the NFL, and there's huge hits all the time. I think it's more about the personalities and star power. I mean, you looked at the height of Steelers-Ravens, and on one side, you had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs. And on the other side, you had James Harrison and Paul Amalu and Ben and all those guys. Hines Ward, Jerome Bettis. The Ravens had really good running backs, you know, now and again. They had Flacco became sort of a star in his own right. It was Billick against Cowher back then, turned into Tomlin and Harbaugh. It can never be the same. It'll never be the same as that.
Well, and the style's different, but I think the other thing is, like, both teams were consistently competing for the Super Bowl.
That's true, too.
And you knew that they were actually Super Bowl threats, especially meeting in the AFC Championship game in 08. Like, right now, when's the last time you can actually say that the Steelers were a Super Bowl threat? 17, when they were upset by the Jags? Like, the Ravens have been there, but the Steelers have not. And at times when the Steelers were there in those 17, 18 years, the Ravens were right around there, yeah, but not nearly as much as those 08, 09, 2010 years.
Next.
This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the big lineups that they've been using, those jumbo packages and Les Freiermuth.
Because defenses are playing nickel personnel to 12. That's the main reason. So if you want to do that, then you got to run the football effectively, and that opens up some of the passing game.
That makes sense. You know, sometimes it's a complicated game. Sometimes it's not. If you have small guys, run on them. And from the other side of it, if you're a defense and you're not really afraid of the Steelers running game, then you don't have to load the box. You can play two safeties back there, which is cover two, which they're seeing a ton of. And the Steelers have to be able to run to make teams pay and move another safety into the box. It's really simple. And maybe they took a step in that direction against the Vikings, against a pretty good defense. Yeah, they had some injuries, but they have a great coordinator and still had a lot of talent on the field. And that was the Steelers' best game in terms of running the ball and their offensive line. I was encouraged. I mean, it would make sense if this offensive line is ever going to be good together. It would make sense that as young guys, there's still plenty of room for growth together. I think sometimes we forget that. That is mostly a very young offensive line. Fatanu's barely played. Zach Frazier has 1 year. Broderick Jones has no years at his best position. And Mason McCormick has 1 year. It's an unbelievably young offensive line. So when they take what I thought was a pretty big step in a game like that, I think it's significant, and I think there's a lot of room for growth. I'm not making any guarantees, but I think we forget, I tend to forget, how young they truly are.
Yeah, I'm encouraged. I'm a little bit concerned that in this game against the Browns with a really good front seven that they could end up showing that last week was a one-hit wonder. Like, there's a true possibility of that, that the Bengals' defensive line is not that great. I mean, you have to protect against Hendrickson, but this, I think, is going to be a huge test for them. A really big test, just to be able to find out what you're made of up front on that offensive line. Garrett going up against Broderick Jones. Like, is he the turnstiles, or is he TSA stopping him at the airport?
Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.